All right, you're on.
I'll call this meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees on July 14th, 2020 at 12 p.m. to order. I would like to ask everybody at this time, if you have a cell phone, to please silence it. And if you need to take a call, please step out so you do not distract your neighbors. Chaplain Snodgrass, will you please open us with prayer?
Father God, we thank you again for the opportunity to be able to open these trustees' meetings in prayer. Lord, we ask that prayer not only for the trustees, but for the citizens of this community, God, to uplift them and keep them safe, Father. We ask that the decisions that the Board of Trustees make, Lord, benefit the township. So God, we ask you to be with the first responders. We know that the fire department had a working fire yesterday with a fatality. So we just ask you to be with that family, Lord, as they grieve that loss. So Father, we ask you to continue to put your arms around them, the police officers, the city workers, the county workers, that keep our streets and alleys and everything in working order. So Lord, we ask you to be with the armed forces, those that are serving here in our country and those who are serving abroad. We ask all these things in your wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Jan, will you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jim? Nick, will you give us a roll call?
Yep, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nick has asked if we could move some things around on the agenda. I guess we have some stuff we need to do first.
Yeah.
So, Nick, the floor is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. And this is going to be a presentation for the 2023 tax budget, which the board has had for roughly about a week and a half now. We did change a couple minor things this morning, more or less just a couple cosmetic changes. There were just a couple fund numbers that weren't labeled right, and we caught a formula error too. But hopefully the board has had a chance to look over this. For the residents out here, this is a proposed tax budget. This is not a final budget. This is a look ahead at what the projected revenues are looking like for next year, projected expenditures. So this is just something that has to be formally sent off to the county for them to also take a look at things, and they'll get us back some final numbers after we send this off. So just a couple highlights here of the tax budget. Obviously, we still have the SAFER grant that's going to be continuing. As of right now, the police levy is set to expire unless a new one is renewed, which everybody is aware of that at this point. And there are copies of this tax budget available for inspection and available if anybody wants a copy. You can see me or Jeff, we have copies for you. They are free. You don't need to pay for any of those. Just some other general things that we've noticed in here as well. The road funds continue to hold their own, and the board has probably seen that. And the police levy is obviously looking, you know, smaller at this point in time, just based on what the circumstances are right now. So I'd like to open it up to the board for any questions that the board may have on any of this, if they've had a chance to look over it.
So do we have a copy here with us?
I thought there was in your folder, but there is. No, take one, pass it down.
So my question to the board is, do we want to look this over and then come together?
This has to be to the county before the 20th, so that's why I threw it in here today.
Okay.
You guys have had this for about a week and a half now. I know Jim and I have talked about some questions he had. I know Ralph has also talked to Steve and bounced a couple questions off of me, which I gave an answer back. So the board has had ample time to review this. So, as of right now, the projected revenue amount for next year, if you want to move to page 3, at the bottom it says 3, is a little over $10,600,000. You can see each of the funds and their projected fund balances, how much property tax will be collected and any other revenue sources. And then there is a breakdown for each fund the revenue, the expenditures, and the expected cash fund balance at the end of the, projected at the end of next year. And now, in this, there is no specific projects or anything. We're not to that point. This is just a baseline.
Okay, so
for next year.
This is a baseline of income coming in.
And a baseline for expenditures. This doesn't take into account any projects we may have for general fund or any projects we may have for fire or police or anything like that.
We have road paving, $350,000.
Yes, that is in there for road just because, and in order for the road district fund to continue to remain in existence, we have to have specific plans.
And then the fire truck.
For the general fund, yes, that's an ongoing debt service that the general fund continues to pay.
So what page is the general fund status on?
So you have general fund starts on page 4, right at the bottom it says 4. And okay. That carries over into page 5 as well.
So what I'm looking for...
Again, this is very baseline. This is not meant to go into details with account codes or appropriations. This is just very baseline... just to kind of start things off, medical expenses for all of our benefits are projected right now at 15% increase. Last year it was 12, so that has been configured into this as well. But again, this is just a beginning.
So,
and this is not the final budget.
That will come in November, December,
in the fourth quarter.
Yep, when we approve appropriations.
Just so everyone understands.
Yep.
The year, yeah.
This is just a baseline.
Okay.
So do we have? In the baseline, have you worked up what it would look like if the levy does fail?
This is taking into account if the police levy does not pass, as of right now.
So,
because it is set to expire, we don't have a new levy set to
go yet.
That's like page.
The police levy is going to be back into page.
Road district.
At the bottom, it's going to be page 11.
Page 11?
Oh. Yep, for the police levy.
Okay, so looking at these numbers. They don't look good.
No.
You're supposed to be able to make lemonade when they give you lemons, but I don't even think we have enough to squeeze.
No.
So we're looking at a chief and 3 additional employees.
What is this going to do, say, for instance, with our workers' comp? What are we going to happen
in
with
terms
our
of
insurance?
Unemployment, sure. So unemployment... We are a reimbursing employee, not a contributory employer.
Okay.
So we would be billed from unemployment for anybody that does take unemployment from the police department, if anybody does, and then we would have to pay that back.
So with the levy failing, and we're down to 3 officers, but yet we still have a...
We have 2 existing permanent levies.
Correct,
out there.
Correct. But what I'm getting at is... We're picking up an additional expense even though we lay people off.
Correct.
It's not like you're stopping the expense, but yet we still have an expense because we laid them off.
Correct.
So it's like an oxymoron. You know, but it's not, we can't use them, but yet we still have to pay for a portion of their salary.
Yep.
So.
Right, if they get a job elsewhere, then there won't be.
Yes, but I mean, I'm just looking at numbers going, okay, how are we going to make these match?
Yeah.
What if?
Absolutely.
So, and when we have to make these hard decisions, we have to look at the total sum, the totality of it.
Correct.
As well as what
and
is
so
it?
You have 20, 21, the current for 22, and then the projected for 23 in those 4 columns. If you look at the last column for 23, that's the budget. That's what is currently projected. Again, these are no appropriations, just a very beginning baseline for us to start kind of working off of.
And then just so the public knows, even with, if we look at our general fund and we look at other funds, even though that they may have other monies in them, we can't take money from the fire department fund to fund some police officers and et cetera. So when the police levy, if it fails, then that's no revenue for that. There's no way to substitute that, other than if we was to substitute some from the general fund or borrow from the general fund, but then that's going to potentially take away from any other activities that we do with the general fund. So, thank you.
No problem. And so this has to be sent off to the county. and then they will send us back some official numbers. So okay. These are just things that we've kind of based off on. We'll send this off. We'll get an official certificate back. Once that's back, I'll share that information with you and the public if desired.
Okay.
And I look through here, and it does look like you made the changes that I questioned you on. So.
Yep. So with that said, I do have a resolution, 2022-083, if the board wishes to adopt the tax budget for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, for the year beginning January 1 of 23, to submit the same to the Franklin County Budget Commission. And this is pretty much just saying that there are two copies of the tax budget that were on file in the office of the fiscal officer for public inspection as of July 2nd. That's when Jeff had sent that off to me after we looked over some things, and I sent it off to you right after, and that we had a public hearing today to discuss this.
So moved on the resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, second.
Okay, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'll pass, this is the official copy.
There we go.
Jim,
you
want to fire it?
Yes.
Let's just hope that things change.
Yeah.
And then I'll take that back.
Thank you, Nick.
And that concludes my presentation on that. I'll pass it back to the board.
Okay. We are going to change the agenda around a little bit. We're going to do some new business before we take care of old business, because we have Miss Lacey Crisp here with us. Byron Smith, the floor is now yours.
Thank you, Chairman. So, we have three awards to present today. Two of the officers couldn't be here, so Sergeant Pollock will take them on their behalf. I didn't know how the board wanted to do it. I can call their name if the board wants to present them to Sergeant Pollock.
Yep.
Or how would you like to do it?
That sounds
the best, but can you
go over the scenario?
Can you go over the scenario for everyone that may not be up to speed on it?
No, I was gonna do that anyway, sir. So, a brief synopsis, 6:10, about 7:40 p.m., Sergeant Pollock, Officer Tim Myers, and Officer Kevin Distelhorst responded to Cloud 9 over here on Eakin Road on an individual.
Did you start again?
Yeah, can you start again?
I didn't hear what you said.
I can start again. Yes, you did. So, 6:10, around 7:40 p.m., Sergeant Pollock, Officer Tim Myers, and Officer Kevin Distelhorst responded to Cloud 9 over here on Eakin Road on an individual who came into the store. He's believed to suffer from mental illness, possibly addiction, holding a large machete. So Officer Myers confronted the individual in the parking lot. Several other officers responded. Three taser deployments were deployed. They were ineffective. The suspect basically ripped them out of his body. There was a fourth or a fifth deployment that actually was effective, that allowed them to take custody of the suspect. In a nutshell, the officers used extreme amounts of patience, compassion for the subject, and he was taken into custody without any injury. So,
Chief,
I'm very happy about it.
I watched the videos from different body cams on that, and I'm proud of our officers that they did not have to use lethal force.
Right.
I watched that, and knowing how it's going to turn out, I already knew how the movie was going to end. But looking at that, I don't know how it had any other outcome because of the seriousness of the gentleman with the machete and waving it and
absolutely
taunting the police. He was a danger to the public as well as himself and the officers around. So for the officers to maintain calm and control and not give up on the first round of the tasers that were ineffective, to continue that and to have that window of opportunity to subdue him and not only save his lives but any other lives around was something else. And the fact that in the last meeting that we had that we now see an opportunity to use another tool in a case like this where we would have the shotguns that shoot beanbag rounds, non-lethal, that would be in this situation, I can see clearly where it would have been ideal. It would have been the tool for the job, and then they could have taken him into custody. So we're very fortunate that our officers took the time to do what they did, and now we see that we can definitely use another tool in case of that happens again. So I commend you and your officers.
Yeah, thank you. They use an incredible amount of restraint during this ordeal.
Going with what Trustee Fleshman just said, so people know that was not in the meeting and also was not, have not read the minutes yet. The shotguns was we put a resolution to appropriate ARP money. That's the money that the federal government give us to help supplement our income. We did not take money from patrol. It will not affect their patrol, but it's just giving them another tool in their toolbox to do their jobs better. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Especially after seeing this video, we have some of the best officers in the county working for us.
That's right.
And working around us. Sheriff's Department was there, CPD was there, and our officers were the first on the scene. That's why, and it gives me great pleasure to give them this merit award today, because looking over the video, my hat's off to them. I don't know how they did it, but they got the man help that he needed, and they went home safely. And that's the bottom line. Get them help and go home safe. And I will, it's not going to get better. We were told about this 2 years ago, that the stuff that happened in the city of Columbus will eventually creep out to the township, and it has, and other suburbs. We that's the reason why we need our police force. I would encourage any of you that are here today to please talk to your neighbors and let them know about this situation, what our officers are going through, and they did this because of the training they have and the leadership that they do have from the lieutenant and from the chief.
So. Timing is everything, and I can't imagine the scenario if this was with us downsizing due to a levee fail. What could have happened if we couldn't have responded to that? That would have been...
Well, hindsight being 2020, of course, but if we had only one officer respond and there wasn't additional officers, you know, most likely a situation like that would escalate to lethal force,
right?
Because you wouldn't have any other help.
Certainly the outcome could have been very different.
Yes.
There is no question about that. Mm-hmm. The way that our officers conduct themselves, you're to be commended as well, Chief. Yeah.
Would you gentlemen like to come to the front of the table? Yes, sir. Sorry, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
First one goes to Sergeant David Pollack.
Okay.
The second one is Officer Kevin Distelhorst and Officer Tim Myers.
Sir, would you mind stopping over here for a minute? Let us trustees shake your hand for a job that was extremely well done.
Are you going to do a group shot for official?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking this picture. All right, there.
Holly, they could be, they're on the road now.
I commend you.
Thank you.
I watched the video and I commend you. Thank you.
I don't have to watch video and know my man.
Good job.
I would extend at this time. I would extend at this time an opportunity for Ms. Crisp, if she has any questions for the board or. I'll extend at this time if Ms. Crisp has any questions for Pollock or the board here.
Any questions?
She has the floor if she wants to.
I don't, but thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. I don't know for sure what time this will air, but I'll make sure it gets on our website, which will be after about 6:30 or 7 o'clock tonight.
So. We appreciate it.
We thank you that you come out and
took
this
the time.
Really shows the public, you know, what they do. And you know, it's great. We really appreciate you coming out.
And I'm sure if you want to put in a records request, the chief can get you the body cam footage.
I was just asking for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
You. All right.
Thank you
again, Folic. Thank you.
Before I leave, I just want to say thank you guys, the trustees, for your support, and especially the community. I see some of our most ardent police supporters out here. So with all the negativity and officers worried about, are they gonna have a job at the end of the year? The support from you guys really motivates and gives everybody hope to keep going forward. So we definitely appreciate that.
We love you.
I was having a conversation with a gentleman down at the state FOP office. And he was aware of the situation. And he is formerly a township resident. So Franklin Township is very close to his heart. And he was telling me that through the years, he's known a lot of the officers going clear back to Chief Castle, but he's lost contact with a lot of them. But he said that beyond a shadow of a doubt, we have some of the best officers in the county and the most overworked officers. Per capita, we take more calls than any other township. So my hat's off to you and your leadership on the scene that night.
The other thing, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to say that we definitely need to recognize the Sheriff's Department as well as Columbus Police. It you know, for them to come in and back us up in a situation like this, the same as we would do to them. It's a brotherhood. No matter what color your uniform is, you're still bleed red. And the fact that they're out there to serve and protect instead of saying, well, that's Franklin Township.
Yeah.
You know, that was nice. And I know every time I've been out with you guys and we need to go back someone up, we do instantly without even thinking about it.
Yep.
So
CPD was on the scene. Like I said earlier, CPD was on the scene. It was in the Sheriff's Department. And a man... For those that have not been through the Citizens Academy, a man with a knife, especially a machete, is definitely a threat to the public, but most of all, it is a threat to the officers showing up. It was great job. Thank
so
you.
Since we have Sergeant Paul here, Chief. I see Linda Mercer made it down to the meeting, and a few of the people that we started Block Watch back in, David, down there on Eastville. And Linda, if we could, would it be possible to have David stop in a few minutes Monday night, 6 o'clock Monday night, Chief? He's been requested, by the way.
We'll talk about his schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
He's normally off Sunday, Mondays.
Okay.
Thank
you very much. That's the first time I've seen
thank
you for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Chief, while you're up there, we'll just go ahead and knock out the rest of your stuff.
Last 4 weeks, we had, during the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m., 1,062 runs in the township that we responded to.
How many?
1,062.
1,000?
Yes, ma'am. There were about 110 one third shift during the last 3 weeks that we did not respond to.
3 week time period. So thank you for that report.
It's a lot of runs there. I know the fiscal office went over the potential layoffs that we would be down to four for people. So that's even worse than it was in 2016.
So let me get this straight. We did 1,000, how many?
62.
With how many people?
Total of 10.
So now we're going to take four away and potentially...
No, we're going to take six away.
Six away.
Six.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
The runs are going up and the officers are going down.
Yeah.
It just puts it in perspective when you hear those numbers and then you hear how many officers and then how many are going to go away.
The problem that we have when we get to that kind of staffing is that so many, you're working by yourself so much, your possibility for injury goes up.
Right.
Yeah. And
as well as burnout and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not
if I'm an officer and I'm expected to do, let's just say, four times or double what I normally was doing, and the sheriff department calls you or any agency calls you and says, hey, we got an open spot for you.
They're
going to work. Yeah. So then how are we going to get someone in that spot? We have nobody.
Right.
No, that's going to be the problem. Every department in Franklin County is hiring. So we're, you know, in addition to our other problems with money, we're also...
So one of the biggest things that not only do we have to worry about the levy either passing or failing, it's the fact that are we going to be able to keep our men, because they have to look after their livelihoods and their family. So if they have an opportunity to leave, I know they don't want to, but I could see why that happening. So we have to figure that into the equation as we get closer to to the levy or to the vote day, the election day, how many of the people are already going to leave prior to that.
I will say that we had a really good block watch meeting at Havenwood last night.
And I apologize, I had a prior commitment.
It's okay, I understand. I just sent out a reminder text. I know it was a little
short notice. I was totally impressed with the number of people who came out.
Yeah, and I think everybody that
good
came
mixture.
Out cared. And I think they want to work with us. I think that Oscar wants to work with us.
Residents were definitely receptive to everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
do that. Chief, what's the notice period for layoffs?
90 days.
90 days. That's fastly approaching. All right. Yeah, it looks like you have one other item on your slate to discuss. National Night Out.
Yes, absolutely. So, I discussed with our administrator. Steve,
mm-hmm.
We need, we typically have, you know, badges that we pass out, things like that. We need to get more badges and more wristbands. We have a fund for that. My question is, do we have to dip into that fund, or is that a good purpose for ARP money? Because the enforcement education fund builds up very slowly.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, address the board. We're in a tough situation. You're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. I know that we have the ARP money, and then if we have a little bit of room in the general fund, I would advise the board that we would do so with that so that it's not used against the levy as saying that they're spending money on frivolous things for the kids as the little badges and stuff for National Night Out.
For clarification, they have a non-police levy fund. It is the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, and then there's also an education fund that is separate from the levy and is not configured into that. They have two separate funds, and that's what they've used in the past.
So does that fund, is there enough in that fund to cover what you need to cover then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then it would be nothing to do with taxpayers' dollars.
Either way we go.
So then that's the answer to that.
I would say we use that fund now.
Yeah, okay.
And then if we need to... I'm not sure if we could use ARP money.
Well,
and it looks like
if we have
John, hang on,
sorry, sir.
Yep. It looks like we need to move with National Night Out coming up quickly to get these things ordered. So we use that Nick's good with us using that fund.
We have to do the next one.
Do we need a resolution on that?
Myron and I have already talked a lot. We need to move on National Night Out like now.
Yes, we do.
We are. We're getting everything put together behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was pretty much.
You know, anyone that wants to jump in and help, boy,
and,
he needs help right now.
So. While we're talking about National Night Out, and you're setting up block watches,
yes.
Make sure you invite them. Well, I know I'm not telling you how to do your job, but make sure all the block watches know that they're welcome to come and set up a table and talk to people.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what it's for.
We want to promote the block watches, promote the community coming out.
Yeah.
It would be a group.
Are we going to reach out to businesses too, and can they actually maybe help pay for your little buttons?
Please restrain from.
I mean, it just depends. It's a little harder now.
Are you allowed to ask?
Okay.
Okay.
We're not going to have the discussions back.
So, with the tables that they would set up for each national, for each block watch. This would be a great opportunity for some of the neighbors that may be at that would see and recognize and maybe say, hey, I'd like to start coming to your block. So they can shine
absolutely
with all the people.
We want every block watch that we currently have to set up a table to try to invite, you know, other residents or whoever to their block. Yeah, so.
And to Angela did have a point, a good valid point. Maybe we could get some corporate sponsors to help us out on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for us, Chief?
No, sir. That's all I have.
My understanding, your PO will be coming for the.
Did you already get it?
He's got the tires. He sent me. That's already done for the tires.
Okay.
Tires are done.
And I did see this. I have personally seen now the speed signs.
Oh, have you?
They're up in Powell, and I was up there for a meeting Monday night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had to stop and go back around and look at them. I'm like, yeah.
See if your speedometer was correct.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. Now we'll back up to old business. It looks like we have some meeting minutes to be approved.
Yeah, so I've sent out a reminder this week. I know it's been a while since we've met. I did make a couple cosmetic changes to the minutes that I sent out earlier this week. But for June 7th, which was a regular, June 16th, which was a special, and June 21st, which was a regular meeting.
And if I may, sir.
Yep.
We didn't get a copy of that in here, did we?
No, I sent it over.
No, that's okay. We don't have to. But okay.
I did send it over for it to be put in, but I'm not sure if it got.
Yeah,
put in.
I didn't see it. And it's
together.
It's fairly new us asking to get those, but it would be nice to have them. I know
sure.
I sent you an email back saying I reviewed. So, but just in going forward, Mr. Leisure, if we can. I'm sorry, Mazur, not Leisure. If going forward, if we could see to in our packets that we have any of the minutes and et cetera, especially that way if there's some changes and if one of the board members have not so read those changes, they would have an opportunity prior to the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Has all the trustees had a time to review those?
Yeah. I have, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Then I will make a motion that we accept the minutes as distributed.
Exactly.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chief Arnold, I do not see here today.
I also got bills and payroll.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Nope,
wasn't on my agenda, but
nope.
That's right. It's laying in front of me.
It did not quite get put on there, so
that's okay.
This is a just for awareness, since it's been a long time since we've met. This is a larger than normal motion. The total number's larger.
Gotcha.
Okay. So be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from June 17th, 2022 through July 14th, 2022 in the amount of $151,690.52. Payroll paid on June 24th, 2022 in the amount of $156,177.77. Payroll paid on July 1st, 2022 in the amount of $8,970.74. And payroll paid on July 8th, 2022 in the amount of $168,641.50 for a combined grand total of $485,480.53 from check number 67976 to 68050 and electronic vouchers 960-2022 through 11/15/2022.
Is that down a little bit in cost? I mean, if you broke it down per, because something seems like it was down a little bit. I know those were combined together. Is that running average?
For payroll, it is up a little bit because we had some new hires and there were some cash outs and things of that nature. Otherwise, we're in good shape.
I'll make a motion that we accept to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Payroll.
Not second.
Okay, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Chief Arnold is not here. Did he give you anything, Mr. Mazur?
I don't have anything from the chief. All right. Sir.
Mr. Stevens, welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Jim.
I know you, I'm sure you're in here soaking up the air conditioning.
A little bit warm. Well, Steve, you want to go ahead and do your...
I do, and then I'll get that out of the way for you, Jim. We do have a resolution approving the roof repairs to the administrative building and the other side of the fire station here, 193. The back side of the station was shingled. The front side needs to have a rubberized surface, much like the, as they call it, the barrel roof on the administrative building.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to receive multiple quotes, and we decided on the company who repaired the other roofs, Summit. They had the lowest bid, and their work has been satisfactory. So with that, the resolution is 2022-080, resolution approving the repair of roofs for township buildings. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes roof repairs to the Township Administrative Building and Firehouse 193 in the amount of $41,650.
And is this for the total? Because I know we talked about this before. So this isn't the second time back. This is, we had bids two meetings ago and they were in the same range. Is this still the same project, or is this an additional two?
No, this is a project we discussed before.
We discussed, we never had a resolution.
Okay,
yes.
Just yes, making sir. Sure.
I so moved on the resolution.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will sign my copy and...
Oh, he was assigned his, and that's fine, too. Pass it around, yep.
Yes, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, Steve, for taking care of that.
Sure.
I've only got a couple things that I want to do some updates on. One, today I received an email from ODOT giving us our price per ton on our salt. We're in contract with ODOT for 300 ton again this year. The price per ton actually went up $7.53. It went up from $54.39 last year, winter season, to $69.12 a ton. So we're in the process now. I got with today and Nick, and we're looking over the budget, making sure we've got everything set aside for this year, and then roll over into 23. So just a little bit of an update. And like I said, we're in contract with ODOT for 300 tons salt.
Mr. Stevens, how many tons did we carry over? I know...
We probably got about 80 ton out there.
Okay.
Just approximately about 80 ton was the last.
At least we have the room for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That works out real well, having that out there. The next thing that the board asked me to look into a hot box for doing asphalt repair, pothole repair. I've gotten some quotes. I got some figures on some things, a couple different type. This is just a regular hot box where... You go to the plant and they fill you up. You can keep it in there during the winter time. Problem you run into right now with doing potholes with cold patch, it doesn't last. Because I mean, it's in there during the winter time when it's cold, it stays solid. But the moment you get a little bit of heat into it, it just pushes itself right back out. And we're going through approximately right now about maybe about $300-$350 a month in cold patch.
So let me ask you on this.
How much?
About $300-$350 a month on cold patch.
Okay, so times 10,
and in
that's
some
30,
months,
300, so that you figure that's 20% of 17.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
On this particular unit that I'm looking at...
There's two different ones. You got a 2-ton and a 4-ton unit.
Okay. So when you say 2 ton, that's how many tons it holds.
That's how many tons.
So let me ask you this. When you're loading up the truck, I've heard you say you've had more than 2 ton on your truck when you go out to do stuff.
Actually, Tommy and I, we personally, between the two of us, shoveled a little over about 3.5 tons.
So then the first page doesn't even, I'll look at the second page, because there's no sense, when you guys are out and you're working like that, you got to consider, if you're saving money going with a little unit, 2 ton, how many man hours do you have in running back and forth?
I totally get it. I was asked by the board to go.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. But I'm just saying, I'm more addressing that to the board so that they, I would recommend to the board that if we look at, in consideration of the time it takes to go from the north end back here or to get more, a 4 ton for the price difference, I think that we should look at the 4 ton.
I agree.
It's like taking a chainsaw and you only have a 14-inch blade, but yet you need a 6-foot blade.
I got one more. This is a hot box / rejuvenator. This one here may be the direction we might want to go. I've requested the quote. They have not got the quote back to me yet. What this does is it actually, we can put the grindings that we got out back.
Well, that's a no-brainer. We can make our own asphalt. Heat it up and
spray a rejuvenator on the grindings themselves. You let it bake for 24 hours, and then you go out, and that's a 4-ton unit. That's a large unit.
And how many ton of material do we already have, would you guess?
Out back?
Yeah.
We've got 100 and some ton, plus we've got a deal worked out right now with the county where we're going to be getting plenty more. So that's what you'd be going by getting a unit like that. You would not have the cost of going and getting your asphalt. It would pay for itself
over a period of time.
A little bit more time consuming because you're able to put the actual grindings that we've got a mountain of back here. It just takes 24 hours to get to rejuvenator on it and then let it bake for 24 hours and you've got asphalt again.
So let me ask you this. If you, let's say for instance, we needed to use it today, are we able to put regular asphalt and use this as well?
It's a hot box.
Right. So then it you know, like say for instance, well, we can't do that for 24 hours and tomorrow's Friday and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so we could actually go load it up and then go do what we need to do.
It's two units in one.
Gotcha. I like that.
I'm just waiting to get, have no idea.
These are for these two things you give me here on the hot box and the rejuvenating hot box. These are for my personal notes. Okay. Thank you.
You can have them.
I thank you for this. We're going to table it until we get the.
I was just, it's informational only.
But I would ask Nick if you can start the process of ARP money.
This is honestly the first that I've heard of this, so I've had nobody's included me on any discussions.
First time.
It should have been in your minutes from a meeting prior when they asked me to go ahead and they passed a motion for me to get the information.
Yeah. Yep.
This is the first he's actually brought it to the table.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
You know, this is the first that we've seen, but
we
knew that there was a need, and we said, you know, see what's out there. Sure. But
Steve and I can touch base and figure out if this would be something we can do or not.
Okay. Anything else for us?
Yes. The last thing I have, we ran into a situation today. All of our equipment, all of our trucks, all of our diesel equipment and trucks, all have to have the DEF fluid, the addition. We ran into a situation today where our backhoe was out of DEF fluid. We normally would go up and utilize some of what the fire department has up at station 92. They were out. So we had to go get just a 2.5 gallon jug just to get us through. I would like the board to entertain a thought to allow us to get our own 55 gallon drum down here with a pump set up to where we can go ahead and be able to do our own. And that would be, when I researched it today, it would be just a total cost. The initial total cost would be about $654. The pump, because you have to have a special pump that can handle that kind of fluid, is $264. The 55 gallon drum is $390. So that $390 would just be a reoccurring. And I would venture to say a 55-gallon drum would last us well over a year and a half. Mm-hmm.
We're already paying for the DEF fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fire department's kind enough to pay for it and let us use it.
Well, again, we go back to this situation when you're ready to go to work and then you got to stop and then run up there to get it and then...
If we had our own 55-gallon drum set inside the shop and has a pump, we can just pull our equipment in. Because everything that we've got now, the tractor...
You got to run all the way up there. It's time consuming.
Everything has death load. So yeah. I would like to be able to be a little bit self-sufficient on our end.
I agree
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime we can time management, that puts more of your time out in the community.
I would make a resolution, since we're spending money to...
The figures that I've got is $654, so...
Not to exceed
Mr.
seven.
Mason, I've looked at if you wanted to go up just a little bit on that. Yeah. And I just have to look at my line items and see what I've got.
Yeah. I would make a resolution that we would not exceed $750 on purchasing death fluid.
Yeah,
and the
pump
barrel.
System in the barrel.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm second to that.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
This will be resolution 2022-085 for the record, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
085.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Well, thank you.
And okay. I enjoy having this meeting in the middle of the day a lot more than I enjoy.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
We had a good turnout so far.
Yes. Yeah. Looks like a lot of people have liked
this.
I'd
like to have just a few minutes of Jim's time.
Okay.
We'd discuss the intersection down there at Eastbrook and Gantz, Jim.
Stop sign.
Stop sign.
We have everything in place. The only thing that I would need from the board would be to, they'd have to pass a resolution to go ahead and do the installation of the stop sign going... would be northbound on Gantz at Eastbrook to install a stop sign there, so it would be a three-way stop. Then I just have to post it for 30 days in three different places, letting everybody know that there's a change.
You want to make that resolution?
Yeah, I'd like to, yes.
Yeah, we've got everything in house to go ahead. I've got everything ready.
Okay. I'd like to make a resolution that to do the necessary repair stop sign.
Having a stop sign, yes.
Jim needs to do
Then I get the postings out, and then we'll be good.
Yeah.
I would second that.
I roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. And that's resolution 2022-086.
Thank you,
Jim. I got a comment.
Well, I think that'll give you something to tell your folks down there. You know the problems you've been having there and everything.
So that'll be right at Eastbrook and.
Coming off the Frank right there because the people headed northbound don't
And like Jim says, it has to be posted for 30 days first. So
did we ever think about the flashing? Are those expensive?
The solar or the solar ones? They're rather expensive.
Yes.
Because we were thinking for our block watch, we like to put something towards doing something like that for a neighborhood.
I can get a price on them, but I think the last time I think we looked at them a couple of years back and it was.
Yeah.
They're pretty pricey.
Yeah, those folks down there have had a lot of problems right there.
The maintenance on them, you know, the batteries, the solar, you know, how many years do you get out of it? And
somebody hits it and the replacement problem.
Right.
Well, a sign like that, you would have to.
I see Mr. Snodgrass, and I'll recognize you here in a few minutes.
Wanted to check with you on the old go-kart track. I noticed today that it was cut. The other place, the trucking company that owns that lot, they're working on it, but the grass is getting up again, but they have been putting an effort in.
I'm giving them a little bit of a break because they are working on
this. Right.
And the amount of debris
that they took out of
there. In both of those lots, I'm hesitant, John, to be honest with you, to take our equipment in there and
tear it up. Sure, and
one, when I was up there yesterday, the old go-kart track, it had just been mowed back to that sign that we had done.
Okay.
Behind that sign going north had not been done at that time.
Okay, so when I went by, I was headed Wilson Road here, and I couldn't see beyond that, but I noticed the front, like you said. I don't know if the back half had been.
We mowed that back to that sign, and I.
We did it here. Is that where it's cut?
We did that.
And they didn't do it.
No.
Okay.
We mowed it back to that sign, and then I'm the one that instructed.
Right, right. So they just ignored the letter. Then I thought they did that.
No, that stuff's high, and the moment we start taking our mower and our flail mower in there, and we hit a concrete
block, it's not worth the damage.
Thousands of dollars, and can't get it from them.
Right.
Yeah, I took a pretty good. You were talking about Philippi and Broad. That was what you're talking about.
No, Wilson and Fisher.
Wilson and Fisher.
Wilson and Fisher. Yeah. It just
looked, on the corner.
It becomes such a huge liability on our equipment.
Gotcha.
You can't walk through there and find everything before you mow. And the last thing I want to do is take our mowers and literally would destroy one if we get on the concrete.
Well, you got that thing spinning.
I think it looks good the way it is. I mean,
we get it mowed back as far as we can, and then
most of the area looks pretty good. Really,
is it their property or our property that you're cutting?
It's their property.
So are we charging them?
Angela,
sorry.
Please do not just. Please don't do that. But yes, we are charging them.
But can I ask, so all this stuff is brought up and everything, how can I sign up on the list when I thought the list is already closed? If I have questions.
When you first get in?
No, but like this kind of stuff, then how do I get to ask my questions, but the list is already...
I will open up the floor at the end of the meeting.
Thank you.
Yes.
So in other words, I need to stay.
Anyone, anything else?
Sorry.
You good?
You're okay.
Pastor Snodgrass, was he?
Yeah. Pastor, you have anything?
Had your hand up or something.
I'm sorry?
You had your hand up?
First of all, I'd like to, Jim and his crew, they did a great job coming through the alley, cutting the bushes and stuff that was hanging over. And I want to thank him, but I want to thank Ed in front of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a question about our conversation a week or two ago about the, not traffic bumps, but the...
The speed humps.
Speed owls or whatever you call it, if you were going to contact
the county. I'm waiting on the county to get back to me exactly on what their specifications are. We have been told, I know in my 14 years of being here, we were told that we couldn't put speed bumps. Now everybody's starting to put these big speed humps in. So wait to see if they've had a change of heart or exactly what it is that they're trying to do. That's something that they kind of govern over us on. So I'm just waiting to hear back.
Thank you for your time. We're going to move on to the fiscal department, but first I'd like to recognize, good to see Robin back. She's a key part to our fiscal department, and she's in the audience today, and welcome back. And with that being said, we also welcome back Nick. It's your first in-person meeting in a while.
It is.
I gave him a copy of one picture.
Nick, it's your turn.
I'm just letting them finish there.
Okay.
So we've already discussed the tax budget. That's one item off. Computer system upgrades. So I know we talked about this a few months ago, and Steve and I have talked with Julie. She has given us, we can use ARP for cybersecurity to upgrade our servers to go to a cloud-based system. So I just wanted to update the board that we will be beginning some work on that here very shortly.
Okay.
And this will help with overall cybersecurity. We will also see our Gmail going over to a more secure Outlook with Microsoft. They have 99.9, you can put a million nines in there, percent uptime. It is almost never down. It should help our network, should help our overall security, should help our overall connection as well, being a lot more stable.
So I have a question on that. As elected officials, we have to maintain and keep our information and stuff like that, every email and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So if we switch over to another email, how do we get all of those over to?
I believe everything would just transfer over.
Okay.
There's some elaboration on that, Nicole? The question was,
migration?
Yeah, what all their existing emails?
For all migration, our email addresses, everything will migrate over. So it'll basically be like synced or transferred.
So everything that we have saved, and like mine, I save each person, every email by year and et cetera, and I could go back in and click. All of that information will...
Like all your orders and archives.
Yeah. Yes.
All that stuff should migrate as well, because technically it's stored on our server.
Okay.
So then it will just be downloaded from the server to the new email.
So everything will be just like it was, and put in a new password and keep going. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And our new email addresses, if I remember correctly, also quite possibly can have the option to be .gov.
Yeah. I know that that was a, we were missing out on benefits by not being .gov in certain circumstances.
Okay. The next thing I have is discussion regarding the police levy. So as the board knows, prior to a levy being placed on the ballot, we have to send off a letter declaring the necessity for exceeding 10 mil limitation to the county auditor for them to send us a letter back telling us how much money certain mils would generate. We go through this every time. We've gone through it now three times with the levy. So I have a resolution here. The only change to this is we went after a 7.3 mil the last time. The only difference with that is upping it a tenth of a mil due to the cost of fuel, trying to build that in to the budget. So it would be 7.4 this time. That is the only difference. Yes. All the numbers appear to be the same still from what we've ran. I know Chief Smith is not in here, but him and I have also talked about this as well. Is he back there?
Oh,
I guess he's right there. Okay. I was looking to the back because that's where I thought
he's kind of short. He's not very big.
He does keep a little pro.
So I know Chief Smith and I have talked about this. And yes, he is. That's fine. So we've talked and we feel pretty comfortable with this. And we understand that even though that we understand that this is the bare minimum, right? You know, we had a couple options last time. We had an 8. We had a 9. We elected to do it to 7.3, which we knew was, you know, the minimum possible to try to keep increases down and things of that nature. But I have a resolution here, 2022-082, for a resolution declaring the necessity for levying a tax exceeding the 10 mil limitation and requesting the county auditor to provide certain information pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.03, Section B. And again, that's for a 7.4 mil new additional and continual levy.
So moved.
Second.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
And yes.
All right, thank you.
I will sign my copy and pass it down.
That is fine. Next thing on my agenda is supplemental appropriation number 9. Okay, the board should have gotten some feedback. I think there may be multiple parts here. Should have gotten some feedback when we did not pass the road district fund due to some clarification that was requested from the board. I sent that off.
Yes.
So you guys should have received that. You'll be missing some potential items when it comes to the supplemental. But there was also supplemental appropriation in here for the police department for their items that are coming up out of the ARP money. While there was a resolution approved, unfortunately, I cannot expend that money until it is appropriated, which, since it is outside of the budget that was approved, you guys then have to approve said appropriation.
Do you have that appropriation for us to approve today?
Steve, Jeff told me you guys did 9A, 9B, 9C. I only see 9C. He said he broke it up into different parts because of the resolutions that were passed beforehand.
He did. You want those copies?
I'll need those. They should all be the same resolution.
I think they were attached to the resolution.
Yeah, so I'll need those.
Are they going to be a separate resolution than this?
That's what I'm wondering.
Or do we make a new one?
Well, we're waiting on that.
I'm not sure. I don't see Jim Stevens. I did not see him, but was wondering if he had an update on where we stood with the county engineers in paving those roads, but I can talk with him a little bit later.
Okay. While we're waiting on Mr. Mazur, I have some questions. I have some questions and some reports that have been requested. We're holding department heads accountable for each of their departments. Mm-hmm. And each of them, they all said the same thing. They used to get them. They don't get them now. They'd like to see bi-monthly as the appropriation report, revenue report, fund status, the bills that come in, and their payroll.
So they should be getting a copy of every invoice that comes in. They tell me what PO they want to use, and that comes back to me.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem, nobody's addressed it with me. I just sent off appropriation statuses today, actually prior to the meeting, so they should be getting those.
Okay.
And I also just sent you guys your monthly reports as well, that you guys get once a month, so you should have those. And I even also sent you an additional appropriation report today as well. So if there are issues, nobody is emailing me, nobody's communicating with me.
Okay.
I'm a little lost, to be honest.
So is this what he was inquiring about, they already get, or is it broke down differently?
I mean, some department heads ask for it every 2 weeks, some only ask for it every month or so. I mean, if there needs to be a more uniform thing, then they need to come and talk to me.
I think I would like to see it every 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, if we just made it standard.
Let's just make it standard every 2 weeks, all department heads.
And then if someone has a problem with it and they can't get it every two weeks, I guess I'm a little upset
because department heads know that they all have my email. I check it every day. Even sometimes at 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm up checking it. Nobody emails me. Nobody communicates with me. So this, we got to work on fixing
that. I'm just
that.
Saying if we set something standard, yeah, just from base what I'm hearing. I didn't.
Right. In terms of those other things, though, like.
I never heard
the,
about
the bills
that.
And stuff like that. I've never heard that. Like, if there's an issue, nobody is communicating anything with me whatsoever.
So we're looking at, Nick?
If we just do it every 2 weeks, then yes, we know if there's a standard and there's no problem then.
Yeah. And also, concerning the email that the board has received this morning from you.
I hadn't had a chance to.
How is that going to affect our PO system? Because I have got feedback from department heads on
that was not sent to department heads, and I don't know that I need to discuss personal life in a meeting, but in terms of overall operations, as I stated in the email, nothing's changing.
So I don't really understand what we're talking about. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Well, I just want to make sure that POs are not going to slow down with this.
No.
Okay. Because I have got feedback that it's slow getting POs from time to time.
I'll make it clear and also set it stay on record. I asked the department heads, is this something you need within the next 12 hours? Is this something you need the next 10 minutes? Or is it something that you need within the next 3 or 4 business days? So, again, if there are issues, nobody's communicating with me, so I'm very puzzled.
Well, I would feel, you know, for looking at our POs and so forth, that 2 weeks should be an adequate time and I think efficient time to be honest with you.
I mean, in terms of the reports, I've got no problem with that. I just wish that
somebody
would come talk to me.
I get what you're saying.
As far as you said you don't want to discuss it.
PO was issued.
You're an elected official, and that's critical.
He's saying something you're saying.
I'm sorry.
PO was very important thing we need to keep right on top of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the process for bills as it comes in.
I didn't know the change was going to be made or anything either or suggested, really.
I'm trying to catch up on what's going on because I apologize. I was out the door early this morning. I have not seen emails.
So, again.
You know, that has, prior to you, Nick, has at times been a problem, hasn't it, John?
Okay, can I ask, why are we discussing my personal life in a meeting? I don't sit here and tell you guys how to make your schedule. And I'm sorry that I'm getting defensive and off topic.
Ralph
started saying that this was a problem with some things with me. So let's just go ahead and open it up. What problems is there?
He said that this was a problem in the past of getting POs.
Again, that's news to me.
Well, and not making, you know, meetings, things like that. I don't care. I mean, if you want to know why I have a problem, is everybody has to sit here and go through the meetings, and for some reason your schedule is not coinciding with everybody else's. And
I'm also by myself right now, so, I mean, if you know, I wasn't here when my house was 90 degrees inside.
Yeah, well.
My AC was getting replaced. I don't know what you want me to do with that.
Yeah.
I have to be there to pay the guy. He's not going to take his.
I'm not arguing about that. But I do know there's a lot of times that
we're discussing personal life in a meeting. That's not necessary.
Well,
we can discuss it off topic.
You wanted an answer, and that's what I'm trying to do. I just think that we need to fulfill our, obligation to the township is what I'm saying. And that, to me, comes through being available for meetings, because there's sometimes that we try to even get on the speaker thing we're using there, and I couldn't no more tell you what you're talking about than nothing, really.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a solution for this. Nick, you get with Steve and you let us know what day of the week of the 25th works out for you, and we'll have a special meeting and go into executive session to discuss.
And I'll make sure I read my email so I know what's going on, because I'm lost.
All right, let's go back to the, Ralph, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
So supplemental here for Road District, $245,300. That was an update from last meeting that we did not pass.
Right.
Also down there, you will see under police protection for $2,500 additional dollars. That is for the shotguns that shoot the bean bag. Mm-hmm.
Rounds. That's for four of them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's okay. Correct, Chief, four of them. Okay. Yes. And then under capital outlay, you have money for the top here and the speed signs.
Okay.
So that totals $16,000 of ARP money, $245,000 worth, well, $245,300 to be exact, of Road District, with a total overall increase of $261,300. And this is supplemental appropriation number 9.
See, now this works out really well when I'm sitting here and I can talk to you, because before, as I told you, I was missing that. I needed to know what the other number was. But with that said, Mr. Chairman, I see no reason to not pass this. Or
you're making a...
So I'll make a motion as set before the board to accept Exhibit A. If there's no further questions on this, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
All right, this will be Resolution 2022-081 for the record. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank
you. Do you have one for the sign? You want me to sign this one?
You guys can sign your copy. That's fine. There's no difference there. The only difference was the tax budget one. So, and then also, I will pass this around, as Jeff did not inform me until this morning. You can take one and pass it around. This is what he has worked on the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Was this in an email too?
It was not. This was just brought to my attention this morning as Jeff has been working and realized that he is out of hours from the last 60 that Chairman Leeser was very generous to approve. So he's asking if the board would like to move forward with additional hours at this point in time. This is just kind of a breakdown of what he has done each of these days and how much time he has spent on
here.
He was here, but...
I was just curious where he...
I would like to...
Yeah, because he gave... I apologize, sir.
No, go ahead.
He gave... Were you here for that?
No.
He gave a great...
I did.
And I know the people here really appreciated it, because he gave a great synopsis of a breakdown of where we were and et cetera. And it really clarified a lot for us, especially the board. And I think that's when we passed the last...
the extra hour. Yes, yes.
And I thought maybe he was still here.
Just trying to be good stewards with his time there. I
understand.
So
the pension report, I mean, as I'm going down through here, the OPF and OPRS pension report on 6-9, payroll review for June 23rd.
The review of payroll, just for clarification, is to ensure that what I have put in looks correct. He's not putting any numbers in. It is just to verify that all the account codes are correct. When Robin returns, it'll go back to her and I doing that. He does not put anything into PNC. He does not have any approvals to. It is just to ensure that what the department heads turn in for payroll compared to what I've entered, he sees the same thing, so that we ensure everybody gets paid the correct amount.
Okay. It was
of that nature.
It was my understanding that when the board, and this was before me, that he was working on the audit stuff.
And this is
why I'm asking this, is because we're spending taxpayer dollars on, another. He's doing audit stuff, but he's also doing fiscal stuff. And
okay, so
they deserve an answer for this.
Sure. So. Again, it's always good to have a check, okay? There may be a time where an account code changes for fire or police, and either I forget it, and maybe Jeff remembers it, and I don't put it in right, which then messes with the budget. So him reviewing what is entered every 2 weeks, we have a batch detail report. It's very similar to the pay stubs that we all get. Okay, we review that to ensure that what was turned in compared to what was entered is correct, to make sure I didn't miskey something, didn't fat finger something, something along those lines. Prior to Robin going on FMLA, this was something her and I did, but now if you don't want him to do that anymore, that's fine, but if there's an error, I can't fix it till next payroll, whereas there's an error and he sees it, it can be fixed prior to payroll being paid.
So my question would be, when I look at these and I see the hours of the stuff that they're working on, and you do the figure, he's charging $42.50, is it?
$47.50.
Excuse me.
It's on the second page.
Okay. So for the $47.50, you know, I know you're swamped with what you got going on, but I don't know why we wouldn't have brought in a temporary person in lieu of the opening that you have in your office.
You're not going to find an accountant for $16 an hour.
I 100% agree with you. You will never be able to find something unless you look. But what I'm getting at is that they don't have to be an accountant. I'm not going to bring up people's names, but currently, if someone else can do the same identical job, we can find people out there that can do and
not
help
for the
you.
Money that you guys don't understand, like anything that involves accounting or any kind of the work that is done in here, you're not going to find. I know you suggested last time $12 or $13 an hour. It's not going to happen.
So
you're
how
not
do
going
you afford the person you have in there now?
I don't know what
I'm
you
talking
want me to say.
But what you're trying to tell me is that there's no way that we're going to find someone that your current employee is making. We're very fortunate to have her because normally it should be $47.50 an hour.
I understand
what I'm
that.
Saying is, what I'm trying to say is we could have went through OTA, different places. There are people out there that can do reconciling. They can do bank work. They can do a lot of that. And you would have more, take some of the burden off your plate and allow Jeff to continue to work on what he's here for, is what I'm saying is. But yet, I'm missing the boat because
I don't have time to look, is my point.
Okay.
So I've made
that
this
makes
clear.
Sense. I can agree with that.
I've made it very
that
clear that
we
Jeff
can't find
is not.
Anyone.
The things that Jeff is doing, you see mainly 2020 stuff here. The pension reports, they are very time consuming.
Okay.
So and some of those are also old pension reports.
It makes sense
in
now.
Terms of payroll.
Rather than say that we will never find somebody, I can accept that you don't have time to find somebody.
And
totally
nothing,
get that.
There's
I
nothing
totally
really
get that.
Behind.
There's a difference there.
There's nothing behind. We are caught up on payroll. We're caught up on withholdings, and we're caught up on current year things. Okay. If you don't want Jeff to review payroll anymore, fine,
not,
I won't.
It's
but
not that I wouldn't want him to review it. From our side of the table, and this is me speaking, I much rather see when you play checkers or when you play chess, you don't use your king to run around to try to win the game until it's necessary. So if we would have had someone else in here, the amount of time that the board allows for Jeff could have been spent more on the audit stuff that we need to get done instead of reviewing. So if somebody would have, for instance, if we would have had someone in here that is a bookkeeper or a traveling person, there's many different avenues that we could go. We potentially could have had another person for the same cost that we're paying. However, we would have been further along on our audit.
We are only as far along in the audit as the auditors are along. What Jeff is working on, the auditors are like, so Jeff's not done till the auditors are done.
But do you
too.
See
so
the difference
like,
in cost?
I understand, but I'm trying to resolve the issue of payroll first.
Okay.
And then we can talk about the other things. If you don't want him touching anything in revolving
it's not,
to payroll
we got
anymore,
we have to get it done.
That's fine.
We just have to work together to find a common ground of what who's going to do what and et cetera.
What I'm saying is we spent 18 hours of the 60 hours we approved, and we brought him on for the audit. And you know, I've had residents ask me, why we brought him on, and it was brought to my attention for the audit. But now we have him doing fiscal stuff.
It was my understanding that the last time that we talked about this was that I needed to have somebody's got to look over payroll. Steve does not have UAN. The board has, even though the board has stated they would like to come in and watch payroll, not a single trustee has come in and even watched payroll to understand what goes into it and why I ask for a second person to review it. Because again, somebody turns in, they worked 80 hours and I accidentally key in 90, there's 10 hours overpaid that I don't catch until well after it's been paid, and we have to try to go after the employee to get that money back, whereas having somebody second check that, hey Nick, you accidentally typed in a 9 here instead of an 8, we need to fix this before it goes out. If you don't want that process to happen anymore, that's fine.
It's not about what our, we want for
well, process. I'm answering Jim's question regarding the review of payroll and exception.
And let me look at, is this June bank reconciliation, what is that? Is that this June?
Yes.
Okay, is that something that you could be doing?
I have, to be honest, I've not been taught how to do it. Okay, the only requirement to be a fiscal officer, and this is good for the community to know, is that you reside in the township. There's a lot of other training that goes on that the board has no idea about that has to be done at some point during my term. Some of that involves this, but you could have somebody fresh out of high school come in here and has absolutely no idea how to do any of this and win an election and sit in the seat.
Well, yeah, but we all have training that we have to do.
I understand that, but I just wanted to be clear that...
With you saying that, maybe this is a better discussion for the week of the 25th, because...
Yeah, I think we need to...
I'm going to table this for now.
Yeah, I'm going to, and first, you know, still, scads of answers I'd like to have, and yeah. A good example would be, you know, we say we're done. What's that? Kind of what I've heard, we're pretty much done.
I don't know. Every time I hear something with the audit,
there's something kind of different and yeah. I can't follow. And then I turn around, we're done. And I come in and I've got three state auditors sitting here at the table working. Now, those state auditors, I want you to understand, in addition to Nick and, of course, Robin's position and Jeff and so on and so forth, we also have three auditors that we're paying. The head auditor, which is Mark, I just want you know the residents here is talking about this, and that's what we need to be doing. But I don't understand how they're coming up with all these things. I don't know what they're doing, and I'm told by the attorneys that we should have wrapped this audit up a long, long time ago. Now, I can only go by what our legal advice tells us. And so if they say it should be done in a year, year and a half, we've been like 2 years or plus.
Yeah.
And it's just going crazy. And that just, I'll give you one number. And the rest of them are paid a little bit less, but not much. The head auditor is like 80-some bucks an hour.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous amount of money.
That's just an example. And then his helpers come down like 15 bucks an hour. You see what I'm saying? And then we've got all these other people working to try to take care of payroll here. And I'll tell you what. We would have, if we'd had this audit and everything wrapped up, it's either one thing or other, but had a lot of terrible deficiency in money, or we'd have had a good bit of money if we'd got them out of our hair, you know.
Thank you.
We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. But I'm not satisfied.
I would.
So you know, Jim, I'm not satisfied.
Yeah.
I want that on the record.
This is... I do have one more question for you on the reconciliation. There's 5.5, 6, 9 hours that he spent on reconciliation of June's books. You've been a fiscal officer since when?
It's been a year. Okay, and again, I've not been shown how to do this. Okay,
but you have opportunities to be trained, right?
When we are back up to the correct staffing, yes, I can.
No, before we set staffing. Okay, thank you. I'm going to table this appropriation or this invoice.
Thanks, that's what I think we need.
Thank you.
To
we'll move on. Do you have anything else for us?
No.
All right, we'll move on to Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. The first thing I have is the resolution to approve the Township Administrator's obligation, and it's Resolution 2022-079. It's resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator, whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code.
I've reviewed these numbers and I will so moved on the resolution.
I'll update you. I'm sorry, I missed that. And it's actually from the date of 6/21/22 through 7/12/22, in the amount of $44,651.64.
Sorry. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
Anything else for us, Mr. Mason?
Just the last thing, Nick and Nicole and I have been working to kind of improve the township's mobile phone system. We learned a couple months ago that we actually have police officers that are using their own personal phone for their township business. We contacted this company, FirstNet, and in a nutshell, what happens is we will be able to get police officers a phone that they can use for police business, three of the firefighters for fire department's business, as well as some administrative phones to handle township business. And the cost is actually $100 less than we're paying the present vendor now, which is Verizon, and the coverage is better. We had incidences where police can be in a crowded venue,
yes,
and not be able to communicate with each other or with other fire department or police departments.
Yes.
This system now allows them to be able to communicate anywhere at any time. And if there are issues with connectivity, this company can mobilize immediately systems that will connect right away. And it's being used by multiple police and fire departments, and there are other departments like Columbus Fire and Police that are looking into this system as well.
Yes.
And it all developed after 9/11.
What do we need to do to save $100 a month?
Well,
and get better coverage?
We're in the process right now. Nicole is waiting for an absolute final invoice.
Wait, he sent that?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I printed it out for you. I have it.
So we'll have it here in just a second.
Okay. I like saving money.
And then we'll need to set up a resolution to approve using this new...
Can we make copies?
Please.
Would you please? So, yes, if we have a meeting set up for,
is that for
next week?
Is that for us
now? No, we have a
yes,
meeting,
sir.
We have a meeting set up for the 28th.
Okay. So that's at the time, if you're good with that, I don't have any issues with it, that if we have a resolution ready with an invoice and a proposal, we can do it on the 28th.
And that's our meeting in the evening, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you think we need to have a little meeting with the phone company? Or
no, he's not.
Chairman or Mr. Horn, you are absolutely welcome. Okay. They've offered to come in if you'd like to have a presentation.
Oh, that's fine. I just wonder if we need to do
okay.
That.
Okay. But, yeah.
She must have a copy like I have at my office.
Yeah.
Slow.
Well,
every time I want a copy, it's just it takes forever to get a copy.
Yeah, that's why we're looking at replacing.
I know.
Yeah.
It used to be old reliable, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Reliable. Just like me.
Yeah,
I resemble
hey,
that.
Hey, we're not pointing fingers here.
Yeah, I resemble that.
Oh, reliable.
I've still got one of those nice little Etch a Sketches at home. That thing used to drive me crazy.
Thank you.
They printed in black, so the parentheses marks are obviously credits.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the bottom two tables are the monthly reoccurring charge.
Okay.
The top tables are what it would be for startup, so.
Terrific, thank you. So you can see there'll be three funds for the fire department. The one thing we have to take into account, and I hope this doesn't happen, but we have 10 funds for the police department. And hopefully this levy will pass and we'll continue to need 10 phones for the fire department, or police department. And then you can see that there's four for the a combination of the administrative staff and the road department.
Nick, Steve, Ryan, and
Jim.
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 Yeah.
So yes.
I think it would be a good idea to we'll review this
and
then come back. You get some more information. But I think adding a few more phones might be critical, being a FirstNet.
Okay.
I think that us as trustees should be on that in case there's a natural disaster that we can be gotten a hold of also.
Okay.
But the critical thing with the police department having I actually, my jaw dropped when I found out that our officers for all these years have been paying their own personal cell phones.
Yeah.
And I know how much they use those cell phones.
I didn't know that either, Jim.
Yeah, how much they use those cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
And it I was appalled at it, and it's something that we need to get done, so.
I just wanted to add that everybody also qualifies for subscriber paid lines on the FirstNet network as well.
Okay.
Well, I could absolutely tell you that there's been cases and incidents that, you know, after hours I have calls or this, that, and the other to connect or to try to connect with one of our officers. So I look around, oops, sorry,
well,
God, I don't have a phone number.
Well, it's
but
not
I think we need to have a connection where we can absolutely communicate with the guys if we need to.
Yeah. Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, but the officers sometimes need to take pictures and they're taking them with their cell phones and then emailing them to the...
They do.
Yeah. See, that's something that, you know, it should be on a township-owned
phone. Well, sure.
So.
And I think it would be good for the chief to tell the officers what we're going to do.
No, once we do that, we'll get them
make sure
together
they're aware
training and
yep.
make sure they know
they'll come, that's in, a little they'll come in, they'll set it all up. Each person will come in, they'll activate their device, show them how to use it, so on and so forth.
Perfect.
It's all included.
Perfect.
The FirstNet company will do that.
Well, we spend an awful lot of time, you know, money on our personal phones.
Well,
you know what we're going through, John.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, I'd rather just use one phone instead of carrying.
Well, you can forward it. You can forward it to it, but in case of
emergency.
Same here. Absolutely.
Okay, Mr. Major, you have anything else for us?
I don't. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to myself. As you notice, we've done some changes. We're at noon on the first one of the month. This is time for you guys to get involved. I'm thinking about taking one meeting every month. That'll be the second meeting, the evening meeting, to different locations in the township. A church up north, Havenwood, offered up their, what is that, community room?
Yeah.
Their community room, so
yeah,
we can have it. Just to get more, to get more people involved. If it's in their neighborhood, maybe they'll come. It's something to try, one meeting a quarter. I would welcome feedback on that.
I interrupt you just a moment.
Yep.
Good, Chairman. We had agreed to do that in the last meeting that we're going to do that, the balance of this year.
Oh, yeah, the meeting at noon for the balance of this year to see how it works out. Yep.
Yep. And, you know, make sure that everybody's happy with it and everything. But
it looks like it.
Yeah.
Where's the food?
Yeah.
Is
When, yeah, really. Went from good morning to afternoon.
You food. I don't provide you food at dinner. But anyhow, any thoughts? I would open the floor for any, for quick, not back and forth discussions, but quick comments on this. Yes.
Can be put on please, Facebook that we'll know the dates, times.
It will be. It would be on the Facebook page of the township.
The township. Okay.
Yeah, township Facebook page. Yeah. But yeah, we. Yeah. It would probably be announced at the meeting previous two meetings previous to
I'm
moving.
I'm just saying in case somebody didn't come to the meeting prior to that, that they would know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you guys going to go around neighborhoods and say, hey, hi, trustee here, we're having open meetings, new places?
That's the intention.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I can't speak for the whole board, but that's my intention.
Yes.
Yeah.
One meeting in advance, or is it going to be like pre-scheduled?
It'll be pre-scheduled.
So if we update the calendar, I can repost a new updated calendar on the website as well.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it at this meeting, and we'll talk about it at the next meeting, and then we'll make a decision on it. But we are definitely going to have some meetings out in the neighborhoods for the levy to come up. But
Does it have to be at a location, or can you just have it? Let's say a cul-de-sac or whatever.
No, it has to be in a building.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, probably would, you know.
Yep, no, it has to be in a building. That's all I have at this point in time. Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything?
I do not have anything at this time.
Mr. Horn?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Major.
I just wanted to ask if we're going to have, like, if you would have it at a, say, a church or... Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the community, maybe a week prior, could we put up a banner, per se, to let people know that we're going to have a come and meet your township trustees?
That is a good question. It's a good question. We'll look into it. This is why we're going to have this at a couple meetings. That way we can, you guys can think about it.
Yeah, let's think about it and talk about it. Yeah, that sounds like a good...
Yep. Ralph, you didn't have anything, right?
No.
All right. Then we'll move to Jan. Looks like you already asked your question.
No, I've got another one.
Okay. The floor is yours. It's yours.
All right. I just would like to know if the trustees could send a letter to a family in our neighborhood who owns a the known drug house on Brown Leaf Road, because the neighbors on the street, to put it point blank, were all getting totally pissed. It is nothing but drug traffic. It is nothing but they're cooking, and as soon as I smell it, I get a hold of my bud. And when that girl that killed, or I don't even know if that woman died or not, the car that was involved with the woman that hit the lady and drug her two blocks, that car was across the street. And what was it, a week and a half ago, we sent in the tip. They came at 11:30 at night, Columbus. She was upstairs in the garage.
Okay.
And I mean, the people on our street were done.
Yeah.
We're just done. How many times since I've lived there have they swatted it and busted it? Twice?
At least twice.
And the parents that live across the street, the mom knows about it and she says, oh, well, nobody's hurt. But last year in February, three people died in that house.
Yeah. I remember.
We're just
some of that.
Done.
Okay.
Do you have all the information on that, Chief?
I do, and we've done everything we can.
Exactly. They have done their part.
Have you sent a letter?
I've done everything but sent a letter saying, hey, you know, this is,
You have drugs going on in your house.
Have we been? Have we contacted sheriff's department? Maybe get their drug task force involved.
Who raided the house?
That's already been done. And
Jan, I don't have an answer for you right now, but let me check into it.
Okay, because I figured I would ask here, because the chief and we have talked about it. They have done everything that they can do. I don't know, maybe a wake-up letter from y'all.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll talk to the chief about it, something to it, and see what all's going on, Jan.
Chip, Tate, it is your turn at the podium. I'm going to get this thing going. I'll let him have time to get up there.
I wrote this out. A thoughtful letter. About 5 weeks ago, and it's probably 6 weeks now, I was talking to one of my neighbors about the police levy. And she showed me something interesting. That one of you trustees voted no and took a picture of it on your Facebook page. She showed me the picture and felt duped by the words he spoke. I'm furious at the situation because it failed by 48 votes.
Yeah.
Should have been 47 if the trustee would have voted yes. My neighbor did not vote because of the trustee voting no. And her terms was, if he don't give a shit, why should I vote? If a trustee does not back up what he speaks, why should she go out and vote? She showed me the picture. If it was a vote on error, there's a safety net. You have to review your ballot before you cast it. I am so upset because the same trustee that voted no was on Channel 10 TV about how the levy did not pass.
I'm going to speak if I can.
Give him this.
Okay, I just got to ask him if he was.
Well, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You owe an apology to every resident of this township. You owe a big apology to the police department and to the families that you cost to go somewhere else.
So I'll talk as soon as you're done. I don't want to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So do you have with you what was said with the picture?
I casted my vote today.
No. You saw a picture. What was the wording on the Facebook page? What did it say?
I'd have to ask my neighbor.
It was like, please join us in voting yes for the police department, etc. And when I took a picture of it, I accidentally hit the wrong vote no, and I was not aware of it. And when I was made aware of it, I talked to the police about it. They talked to me, and then I took it down. So the wording, and then the thing about it is, I just made a mistake. So if I made a mistake, I'm sorry. However, it was up for exactly 3 minutes that it was up, which is fine, but we're just now talking about it to this point. But if you read the wording, which I saved, because if this was going to come up, if someone was to read what I said, they would see that it was a mistake. I wouldn't vote no and then say, please vote no and join me. I said, please join me in voting yes for our police department. I even explained in my text that it is not a renewal. It's not a new tax. It was a mistake that I made. I accidentally hit the wrong button.
But a picture is worth 1,000 words.
I agree. Well,
and the people have seen it. You should have came out at the first meeting that we had to let us all know.
You know, I didn't think that it became of anything. And and soon as I realized my error, you know, I took it down. I couldn't change the vote.
My wife and I still continued to talk to our neighbors, telling them, okay, this is the shit situation now. We're going down in police force. With all the elements, crime going up, drugs going in, like it was said earlier this meeting, the crime from the city's coming into us.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I don't disagree with you at all. Again, I personally made a mistake in hitting the wrong button when I took a picture of it and did not realize it until later after I left there and I posted it. I made a human error. But anyone that would have read my text would have probably said, does he realize that he pressed the wrong button? It was no shape and form that I ever campaign against a levy or had any malice intent against the police. Matter of fact, I went out with them. I went out campaigning for it.
But what I'm saying is, with that being posted, if somebody snapshots a Facebook page...
I understand what you're saying, but you're not hearing what I'm saying, Chip. I made a mistake. I mean, what more can I do now? What are you asking me to do? I apologize to anyone that's here. It's on record. It was not an intent to do that.
All I'm saying is, it's hard for me now to talk to my neighbors when that picture is still out there.
But now you know. Now you know. You can tell them that you've heard from John. You talked to John.
I mean, and if people want to use that against me, say, you know, he is a human. Go back, read what he wrote under the picture.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not friends with you on Facebook, so I don't.
And it was only on there for 3 minutes, and it was made aware, and I'm like, what? You're crazy. And I was driving when someone called me. As soon as I got home, which I lived from there, I took it off.
If
someone, you know, screenshot it, they didn't screenshot everything that was said, and it's just used against me.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. I noticed that post.
I see his point.
I noticed the post on the
Neighborhood Watch
where somebody questioned it as well.
Yeah.
Hey, one of our trustees voted no. I mean, nobody answered it. I'm not going to answer it. But I just want to let you know that 48 votes, how many people did that affect by saying
that? That's a good point. I have no idea.
You know, I just want to bring it up.
Chip, I appreciate you bringing it up, and I think John has apologized for it, and I do believe that, you know, I do feel I don't have to speak for John, but I do feel that it was definitely a mistake, and
my intent was to get people to vote for it. Likewise, I made a mistake, and other people are going to use that as a reason to say, well, I didn't vote because of him. Maybe they didn't.
Okay.
But I can see where this is more ammo to go after John Fleshman, especially if they're not going to present everything.
John, in all due respect, John, we know, as elected officials,
oh, sure. You got to have thick skin.
You got to have thick skin, and, you know, things happen. Mm-hmm. And, Chip, I think you said he owed an apology. I think he did that today. Mm-hmm. And I personally feel that it's a sincere apology, and I don't think there was any malice on his actions. And I don't think he tried to pull the wool over anyone's eyes of the township and being on the media and stuff. John and I have talked. Not about this issue, but and previously before I was elected, about police levies and where he stands on that. And I do believe that he 100% supports our police department, not only ours, but all police departments. And also he supports the levy. That being said, you have some valid points. And it is a good reminder to us elected officials that people are watching us, and we represent the people that voted us in, and we need to be mindful of that.
Well, one thing for sure, as far as just interject a little something, is anytime you talk publicly, and John says he was unaware of it, check, and so forth, but it just goes to show you what you say is heard and seen by other people. Yeah. And that's one reason that I try my best to be as cautious about what I say, that, you know, that it could be misconstrued or he made a mistake or this and so on and so forth.
You know, Chip, with those machines, it's not an excuse, but it's one of those, we just switched over to a new machine. I should have been more cautious about which button to push than take a photo.
And one statement you said, John, about somebody going after you, I'm
not. No. I'm just saying, it could be used as that, yeah, because of the, yeah, you don't understand the letters that we get to people saying, vote no on the levy and stuff. That is the group I'm talking about, okay, not an individual, okay, not, yeah, you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, yeah, that, you know, somebody is going to share just the photo. They're not going to share the text.
Chip, I didn't take it that you were going after.
No, and I didn't either.
I took it as you, okay, bringing this to the board's,
yeah,
attention.
I mean, like I said, I had 4 pages and I skipped 3 pages.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. That's why I asked if you were done.
No, where I started was like on the 3rd page instead of the 1st page.
And you know what, Chip? You and I talk privately, and I appreciate your dedication to this township. I mean, in the middle of the day, I see you, Angela. Hang on a second. Okay. Was you wanting to say something?
Yeah.
All right. Being here in the middle of the day, this was for you guys come in the evenings. This was for to get more people involved that can't make it in the evenings. But I appreciate your dedication to the township, and it did bring it out to light. And I think it'll be better for that. I didn't know anything about it. I seen the post on Facebook, and I was confused. But with everything else going on. And, you know, it brought it out here. It allowed the laundry to be brought to the table, and we appreciate that. And
like I said, it was brought to my attention 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you need an answer to be able to take to your community.
I was
community.
Waiting on you to say something to me. And I
didn't even think, I mean,
and,
it was then.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I didn't know it was an issue.
And then when I seen you on Channel 10, I was like, you know, it kind of lit a fire under me, you know. So you trustees are voted in,
yep,
to,
yep,
overlook
all
our
of us. Fiscal officers, trustees are all voted in,
yep, and oversee and watch out for us. And I appreciate that. I really do. And it's like a house. You might not, you know, you might disagree with your dad, you might get an argument with your dad, you might get an argument with your mom, but at the end of the day, we still have to work together, and we, yeah, still have to get along. And John, I don't want any hard feelings.
No, no. I didn't know that it was even a point. Oh, I mean,
now John knows.
It was on there, like I said, like 3-4 minutes, and then I took it off, and I never even realized that someone's, mm-hmm, you know, I didn't think I needed to go, whoops, I just took it down.
It's a good reminder to all of us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chip. Angela, you had a question on this subject.
Yes.
Normally do this, but I will allow it today.
I'm not into politics or anything, but you are, and it's illegal to do it, to take a picture of your ballot. So you should have known better, for one thing. Even how you would have voted or whatever.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
You should know that.
Yeah.
You're in politics, yeah. That's it.
I was gonna say something after the
meeting. Yeah.
I was gonna say something to John after the meeting about, yeah, it, but yeah, I,
no,
yeah,
you should know,
yeah,
that.
You should know all that.
Yeah.
48 minutes, not 3 minutes.
Well, from, okay, the time I, okay, 48 minutes.
Okay. Still
illegal. You be quick.
It may turn out, now that you know what it was, what happened, it could turn around to be beneficial for the new levy coming, that you be the one to say, hey, I really screwed up.
Well, it's not like I didn't know that it was even a, you know, I mean, I'll be first to say.
Right now, you know.
Yeah.
And it could be something to work towards.
It's always good to have things out in the open. Sorry, John.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But no.
Can I say something about the levy?
I will allow it today, yes.
Allow me to say something.
This is a special day.
This is a special day.
A lot has to do with the way that the levy, the wording on the ballot was. A lot of people misunderstood what that was.
And that falls upon us, because...
And I think it needs to be different this time.
Well, we do not have a lot of say in that.
Oh, really?
No. Checking with the Board of Elections, we don't have a lot of say. But we have a lot of say of going out and talking to people face-to-face and letting them know. So, yeah.
Because a lot of my neighbors didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Understand the situation.
Right. I've talked to a few of your neighbors.
His
last name's leaving me now, but Jeff.
Really, the reality is, too, if you're looking over about, or, you know, not a ballot, but your levy and this, that, and the other, and all the if, ands, and buts that are in those levies, and the numbers are in there, these guys know what they are. You know, that's, you know.
Mm-hmm. The
but to try to pin down if it's 10 cents or 20 or 50, you know, the ordinary person just can't explain everything. That's not the only way I know to put it.
I sit down with an attorney and I still didn't understand everything. You know, this is a special meeting, and we've already gone extendedly longer than normal than we do, but we had some other things we had to take care of. But I would, if the board is okay with it, I would open, you know, there's a few people here who didn't get to sign up, came in late. If you have any questions, anything you want to state, I would just try to keep it within a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a house on East, that on Marsdale, that the Franklin Township sold the property, mm-hmm. and there's been was a house being built.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the construction has stopped, and we heard like rumors that they didn't pass inspection. Do we know anything about that property?
That's not handled. The residential properties are not handled by the township. It's handled through the county.
Okay. I just wanted to just set in
I hadn't heard anything of it.
Anybody could go into it or, you know, or anything. Yeah. Right.
Somebody's at the window.
She came in right behind her. Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. But thanks for bringing it to our attention, and maybe we can check and see if that's the case. But yeah, all inspections on residential is handled through the county. We handle commercial one. I don't think we have any industrial yet.
Yeah.
Industrial?
Yeah.
I stopped and took a look at the place there a few days ago, and everything was locked up tight.
That tells me it probably wasn't inspections. It's probably financing.
Yeah.
But that's just a personal opinion, not a trustee's opinion, but a personal opinion. Yeah, but
just wonder, since there's nothing being done, for months nothing's been done on that house.
Mm. All right. If there's nothing else. Everyone's ready.
Yes, sir.
Meeting adjourned.
Oh, well, good.